bring to order the August 8th Municipal Code Enforcement Board meeting. We'd like to start with the invocation. Don?
Dear Heavenly Father, bless this meeting and bless that we make the right decisions. And Father, bless all the soldiers that are in Afghanistan and Iraq and all over the world. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Danielle Ruthler.
Here.
Ms. Mary Ann Collins.
Here.
Mr. Jason Kreuter.
Here.
Mr. Donald Sparkman.
Here.
And Ms. Patricia Wilson is excused, and Mr. Bill Bockwood.
Here.
We have a call.
Hey, the board had an opportunity to review the minutes from last month.
Yes.
We have a motion approved. Kyle makes the motion. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Don. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous. And then if we can swear on the officers.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
So please, the board, for the record, I point out that Dwayne Thomas, not by free Charles Ridge, Van Zander, is that you?
Okay, matter of housekeeping, if you have a cell phone in your possession, if you could please turn off the ringer or turn it off for the duration of the meeting. All right, Chip, if we have representation here, if you'd like to start with
representation, we have one guest this evening just to see how things go in and go forward.
Okay. All right.
Good evening, board members. My name is Charles Richmond with the City of Ocala. I'm the duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been a code enforcement manager for more than 5 years, and I have 30 years of law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting your cases this evening. If it pleases the board, we do have people who have shown up for their cases this evening, and I would like to go to their cases first.
Yes, we would, please.
Having said that, page 4 of the agenda, CON 130920, the City of Ocala and Officer Dan Baker versus the Board of Trustees, Prince Marion Military Academy, a location of the 2000 block of Northeast 19th Avenue. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 26500-002-00. Legal service was obtained on 6-4-2013 for the notice of violation and 7-15-2013 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 7-9-2013 for the notice of hearing. We do have a letter as additional correspondence from the City of Ocala Planner Department. The summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker located this property.
I got it.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
The summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Baker revealed that the respondents had not taken complete action to correct the violation, and all attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondent remedy the violation had not been successful and the violation remains. So please, the board, I read their staff recommendation into the record at this time.
Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Staff has a recommendation to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and order them to 1. Cut and print their property, removing all junk and debris. 2. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 14 days, in which a fine of $50 per day in the city to do work to run in all means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the City Attorney's Office for consideration of foreclosure. At this time, I call Officer Baker to the stand.
Dan Baker, City of Ocala.
Dan, you're certified as a code enforcement officer?
Yes, sir.
Level 1?
Yes.
Level 2?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you've had the recertification?
Yes,
sir. Could you briefly explain the circumstances surrounding this case to the board?
I don't know if I can do it briefly, but I'll give you the case history. Two previous cases on this particular piece of property. At one point in time, this was a 13-acre wooded parcel of land that was going to be utilized for the construction of the Francis Marion Academy Military School. The owners of the property, through some justification, went in there and cleared the entire 13 acres of all of the trees. thus opening and destroying the tree canopy that used to prevent all of the kudzu and the air potato and the ragweed from growing wild on the property. Once they cut all of the trees down and all of the weeds started going crazy, all of the residents on Northeast 22nd Street, just north of the property, and Northeast 16th Court, just west of the property, started us with unadated phone calls about how we're going to control this weed problem that is encroaching from the statement lot into their backyard.
So, can you tell us what the rule is on this?
The rule is, property needs to be cut and cleaned of all debris over 12 inches, or all overgrowth over 12 inches within 300 feet of any occupied dwelling. They have worked diligently. I'll give them that credit. They worked very hard in trying to appease and take care of the problem. The problem is the progress is not going fast enough to satisfy the complaint. Every time it rains, they've got to understand they're going to have to get somebody in there to cut the property now that it's been cleared. And that's kind of where we're at this particular section of the beginning.
So they have cleared, they've cut and cleaned up some of it, but not all of it?
They have been working diligently to get some of it done and taken care of, but we're not where we need to be and where we need to stay.
Can you show me on the pictures here, you know, where that's 12, we need to go up from there, right?
Yes, sir.
As you can see, from
the bottom of page 11, that's going to be a photograph that was taken facing north from the vacant parcel of land into one of the neighbor's backyards. As you proceed through the photographs, you'll see that is a picture that's actually facing east from the western portion of the property.
So that's bottom page 10.
That's the bottom of page 10.
The clump there.
Right, that's a big pile of debris that's going to need to go away. If you go to the next photograph, and I'll go back.
Okay.
Keep going.
So that's the bottom of page 11.
All right. I'm looking for the west side. Keep going. What I took today.
Let's identify the top of page 9. Okay. Top photograph page 9.
That's photograph. That is the western portion of the property. If you look just due south of that, that is what is most of you will know as Larson Farms, another occupied dwelling or occupied structure that needs to be, that portion of that property, even on the western side, needs to be cut and cleaned just like that. Photograph on page 8 of 12 shows where they cleared the 300 feet on the north side, all except for right up along the property line, which is where they really need to pay the most attention. Yeah. Any questions for the board?
Yes. Is there a permit pulled on this property for building? Because I see a silk fence there.
It's my understanding that would be a question for the planning department that they had at one time presented or gone into the pre-site plan stages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the person that's going to be able to answer that correctly for you. I don't. That would be the planning department as to whether they for the respondent.
Okay.
They might be able to enlighten you a little bit on that.
Thank you.
The that whole, I don't know what you call it, it's plastic or something
so
like that.
It's silk fence.
Cell fence. What is that marking?
What that's designed for is when they get ready to go in and they go into the site plan process, that's one of the first steps done. The cell fence is put up to establish a buffer zone between where they're going to actually be doing work and a buffer between them and the private property of the properties that are going to be surrounding them. So they're not really interfering. It's a common practice in the industry. First thing you do is clear the land and put the cell fence up.
I might let the board know for their benefit that we aren't seeking a fine here. We're trying to give them a couple of weeks here, time certain,
mm-hmm.
to get this wrapped up and some costs.
Okay. Are there any other questions for the city? Okay. Do we have somebody representing a respondent?
Yes.
Present. Come forward, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name
is... You can raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Charles Demenzis, P.O. Box 4230, Ocala, Florida. Anyhow, where was I? I lost my train of thought. Anyhow, make a long story short, we purchased the property back in 2012 in March. We submitted a site plan for the city of Ocala and we were approved to clear the land. We got to a certain point where we were stalled by funding. We hopefully will have the funding by the end of this year so we can continue. Right now I have some, I know you already seen some pictures, but I thought maybe you'd like to see these.
If you give us those, we have to include them in the case, is that okay?
That's fine, that's fine.
Are these all the same package?
They're all the same package. That's all right, I don't need them, I know my heart. I'm sorry, but I didn't bring them up, but hopefully you can share. Anyhow, the first page has to do with two neighbors on the north side of the property, which I had called in Code Enforcement Board to see about getting something done, and I was instructed that Code Enforcement could not do anything because the gentleman was putting PVC pipe on our property. I was instructed to call the police department, which I did.
Wait a minute, before we keep going here.
Yeah.
We're not here to hear complaints about other people.
I'm not. I'm just trying to explain something, sir.
Well, we just need to keep it to what we're here to talk about.
We're trying our best.
Whether this property is going to be cut.
We're trying our best to keep the people happy, okay? But at this point, the school doesn't have the money to keep working on the property. The last page on that group is how much I have spent to keep the people happy. Okay, all the hours my employees have worked, what I've been doing, and I'll keep trying, but what can I say? It rains every day, so weeds are going to grow every day. We'll keep trying, but it gets expensive to hire equipment, and we don't have it.
The code's pretty cut and dry, no pun intended, but it can only be a certain length, a certain height, and so we've got to keep that cut down. It's the way the code is written. So I don't know if you're saying that it's lack of funds that's keeping you from being able to keep the area cut as is required by code. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I've used our bush hog and we've ruined I don't know how many blades. We'll keep doing it, but my men have work to do, and to take them away from that to handle cutting grass right now, it's summertime. It's very difficult. And, I couldn't do it in 2 weeks before, and I sure can't do it in 2 weeks now.
So you're saying you couldn't get it done in 2 weeks?
No, we just don't have
enough
time.
Could you get it done in 30 days?
It's costing me money to have these men out there.
I understand, but this is just as important as any other part of the business.
And I'm not disagreeing, but these people are complaining when before they had 16 acres of trees, they had garbage in there, everything that I cleaned up for them. And now they're complaining about weeds. I'm sorry, I have a hard time with that.
I understand, but the way the code's written is pretty succinct.
I think the problem here could be solved easily by just doing the 300 feet from the property line around.
Which is what we've been doing.
And
if you look at those pictures, you'll see that you have construction debris there, which we never put there. We have other stuff. And, I've already done 220 yards of dumpsters last year. I can't keep just hauling stuff for other people. I'm not a dump site.
Dan, what exactly are you needing done?
The issue is, it's only unfortunately, because it's been clear. When they took the canopy down, they took the tree canopy down.
Yeah.
What that did was that just allowed the sun to just pound down on everything, and just it was just like striking a match because all of the weeds exploded.
Yeah, we got that part. Right? What exactly do you need done to rectify that?
From the property lines on the north and the west corner of the property, 300 feet
from those residents has to be maintained. Just let somebody have it to cut the grass. I understand the dilemma that they're in, but I've got 16 or 17 complainants now, two of them that I can give you names of right this minute, that are carrying on every time the weeds start to grow into their property.
Okay, so you're not saying anything about debris. This is just about keeping the grass cut 300 feet from the property.
A lot of the debris, the tree debris, they have successfully removed a lot of it. There used to be piles and piles and piles of it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is we're concentrating more on the middle piece instead of closer to the property line where the attention needs to be paid to keep the residents satisfied. I think we could meet and have, well, we already did because we're only requiring them to cut the north half of it. There's another 6 or 7 acres behind us that we're not even discussing.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that live on 22nd Street, they have a right to complain. And their complaint is the weeds and the cut through the air potato are encroaching into their property. Well, that makes it his responsibility to take care of. I don't know how to be any nicer about it than where we're at.
Do you understand what needs to be done to stay in compliance?
All I'm asking is for additional time.
How much time are you asking for?
Give me 45 days.
But you're going to have to cut it twice in 45 days. If you cut it tomorrow, you're going to have to cut it again.
But every day that it rains, it's the same thing. It grows. I mean,
it's kind of
I'm fighting Mother Nature here, and I, you know.
It kind of comes with the territory. If you're going to buy a big chunk of land in the city, you know you're going to have to maintain it. That's not a surprise. I'd say 30 days. But he's going to have to maintain it beyond that. It's not going to be 30 days. It looks good on the 30th day, and then you're off the hook.
No, we've been working on it every day, ma'am. If you look at the last page, you see every day that we've been there.
Yeah, and the city's not arguing with that point. So, well,
it's not like I'm not sending the men out. I just don't think I can get it done in 2 weeks. I can't tell when it's going to rain.
Okay, well, we have a suggestion from Danielle about offering 30 days. You want to put that in the form of a motion?
I'd like to give them 30 days and all the other stuff in the staff recommendation.
Okay, so we have a motion to accept the staff recommendation with the amendment of giving them 30 days. To comply. Do we have a second?
Second
from Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
We have one nay. So it passes 4-1.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome. Just when you get it done, if you could please contact Dan for a re-inspection.
He's there every other day. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
We have another individual here this evening to discuss his case. This is on page 6 of the docket. It is on the consent agenda for non-compliance. It's CON 130736. Because I didn't know he was going to appear here this evening, I could get the information brought up in our system. You would have to use your AV switch box to look at it. However, I can give you a little bit of information. This was the case, if you all recall when you were here 30 days ago, where we had the unlicensed, unregistered, inoperable vehicles and the overgrowth and the junk and debris. So I'm going to bring it up here. And if you have some particular, 0736.
Okay.
I'll bring it up. And if you have one particular thing or another that you would like to see photographs or anything, you can let me know. I can answer questions. I'm familiar with the situation at hand.
You can go back and look in your July 11th.
Yeah, I think you guys have it in the old files as well, but I was going to bring up current photographs, what have you, if you needed them. At any rate, I will have him come forward and take the oath and give his name.
You swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Noel Alexis, 1109 Northwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Florida.
Okay, sir, what do you want to present to the board?
But The last time I appeared, the board was a month ago, mm-hmm. and, you know, things were aligned to me what needed to be done, and I agreed with it, and I agreed with the board, and I did those things and complied. And then the only thing is stopping is I keep getting non-compliance. It's not in compliance. Do something else. Do something every time. I have pictures of my property here. I like to present to the board, and I like to ask the board if these particular articles is in compliance with, okay, is within as a resident of private property in the city of Ocala, I don't know the code, what code they're going by, and the laws. I'm familiar with them totally, but some of the things that I'm being asked to do, I don't think that was the intent of the code. So I just need clarification. If I could get clarification, I could just get it done and we could move on.
Chip, who's the officer on this?
Officer Corey. But I've also been.
Yeah, okay. So what?
I can testify and answer any questions that he has.
Can you tell us what's not in compliance or what city feels?
We still have some overgrowth. We still have some items when I was last out there with them that need to be put away or thrown away.
Okay, what?
Well, I'm looking at the pictures here now, but I can. He was actually going to ask questions off of his pictures if we could go through that first.
Okay. So if you could comment on that and show us what's
going on. Well, sir, he tells me what he's asking about.
All right. There's a picture of the property from the street. The back, now remember, as you look at the property, the back of the property is not the front of the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the question?
The question is what is in violation, sir?
Okay, we still have some former growth here, and you still have some junk and debris here. Is this vehicle properly registered?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So we'll have to reinspect that. Do you have another picture?
Where do you see the overgrowth?
Anything that's over 1 foot here.
Okay.
Anything that's over 12 inches.
It looks just like you need to get a weed whacker in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
Remember, the comment last time was, we're not going to hold your hand and show you what to do.
Could I pass this to the board? Or they're looking at it now as
they
have it there.
You leave it down.
The 12 inches? You see anywhere where you have grass over 12 inches? I'm asking the board.
Yes,
just point it out to me.
I'm pointing it out to you right now. In amongst here, around this tree, when I was out there, is over 12 inches. Now, can we look at the other
the board? Is the board seeing that? Am I not?
I'm sorry, but I can't tell exactly what it's measuring right there. It could be 11 and a half. It could be 12.
Yeah,
and
I got. I'll put a case
that you're going to have to take up on the scene with the officer.
I'll try to meet the officer. Yeah, I'll take a 2 days off, 3 days off to try to meet the officer. We just got connected to here. But let's keep going and keep looking. I don't see 12 inches here. Look how wrong. We read back, we cut, we groom everything. Here's the other picture.
Okay. Junk and debris.
You going this junk and debris?
Yes.
That's construction material that I have there as a private owner on my private property.
Can you put it in your... That's all we're asking you to do is to put it away. If you value it, and it's not junk and debris, I think it would be easy to put away.
Tobacco.
Are they required to?
I don't think we're required to appoint any law. This private property is my property. There's a section of my property in the back. It's not in the front. It's not visible like other residents. No other residents complain about it. I could bring in an affidavit from all my residents.
Other residents have complained. That's how we ended up out there in the first place.
And I talk to all the residents every day. I ask
maybe
residents.
Maybe they wouldn't tell you, but they told us.
Okay, let's.
All right.
Let's figure out.
Can that be considered junk? Construction material is piled nicely at the corner. Board, is that the ordinance that the private?
We're looking at it. Hang on just a second.
In the man's backyard.
I think it's being kind of.
I don't understand why in the backyard.
Let's just keep looking. He's got some more pictures.
Okay.
I'm not out on there on scene right now.
Okay.
I can tell you, when we're out on scene looking from the right of way, we see overgrowth in...
Here's the other picture with the overgrowth that's being cut down.
I think these are fairly selective photographs compared to when we take an overall look at the property. Which I'll show you from our pictures in just a moment.
They're probably looking from the street. They're looking from the street if somebody passed by, are they parking property?
Pretty much the same.
That's the other one.
That's the back.
That's about it.
Now we're looking at...
The right of way.
That's from the right of way.
Which is the junk and debris code?
That was the, Dan's got the ordinance there.
Hold on, there is board. You notice the chairs? Outside chairs, garden chairs out there and a barbecue.
Uh-huh.
You notice that from the pictures? And they asked us to remove those. They're not really mine, I could remove them. The neighbors, he comes out, they, this is...
We're not asking that those chairs be removed.
Okay, so the chairs are okay.
And right now I'm having technical problems with the computer bringing up. Are you able to bring these up a little bit? Are you on, which, are you on the city's person? Okay, well, let me bring that back up. I don't know how to get this onto your screen, but we have a photograph here that was taken today.
Mm-hmm.
You see the tire?
Yes.
Okay, tires in the yard need to be taken away. That's considered junk and debris. Are you using that tire on a car?
This tire, when you have this tire, it's jacked to hang up.
It's always your neighbor.
We can't, see it, though.
I'm going to bring them up to you in just a moment.
Okay.
This pile of debris here, right here on this
picture. Okay, I see it.
That was taken today.
Okay.
That's trash, junk, and debris. So your pictures don't show that.
Hold on. A trailer was just here, and that junk is just for there before sometime. Recently from a trailer that was here before. If you go back there, it's just last, because the TV trailer was there. Okay, so when you look at that down by the ocean, it's in back, yeah.
This picture was taken at 11:30 today, 11:29 today.
A backyard of a private residence. They complain about the cone.
No, we're not complaining about the cone. We're complaining about the pile of debris. You're asking a question, I'm explaining. Okay. You're complaining about the debris.
Is that on a trailer or is it on the ground?
No, it's all ground.
It's all wrong right now. It's just a temporary thing off the trailer for now. But into my private property, in my backyard, so I want to use my trailer for something. I take up all my trailer, I use it. It's in private property in a backyard. No one can see it. It's way back there.
Yeah, but this is your compliance hearing, so we need the property in compliance.
I know it's in the compliance, but tell me exactly what you need.
He's telling you, but you're arguing with
him. I'm not arguing. Just give me a list and say, do this, and then next week I come in and show you pictures. It's gone.
Have you spoken to Officer Furring in the last 30 days?
Yes, and this is the message Officer Furring gave me, and I asked the detail. Can I use this as evidence to show what he tells me? Your property is not in compliance.
Yeah,
can we specific? Show me what to do.
This is the problem we have. Here's another tire.
Mm.
That is probably the same tire. Let me see. That's the same tire talking about my neighbor had that shot down because of his grandkids is swinging a swing.
Yeah.
In the backyard.
And making a swing.
Okay, so really you just want to know specifically what they want done.
I am frustrated. Listen, when you all asked me this to be done in the week when we were here last time, the board said, can the car get it there, send that, and move something to the front, to the back, cut the grass down. I have done that reporting, and here's the problem.
Okay,
Wait a second.
You've done some things since that meeting
that
are also now in violation. Leaving that tire there is a violation.
Really?
Filing the junk out there is a violation, so you created some new things that we weren't aware, that weren't there when we heard this case last month.
Yes.
So you can't keep creating new things and fixing the old things.
It's not my sense to create new things. My sense to understand the law and what a private citizen can do in his backyard. If you can, I'm not thinking you're going to take some non-temporary and put it in the backyard and move it.
Okay,
the code doesn't distinguish from front yard and backyard. It says 300 feet from your neighbors. If they can see it, it's 300 feet from an occupied building,
mm-hmm.
didn't matter if it's in the front yard or the backyard.
They could complain, 300 feet from their property.
It's not about them complaining, it's about what the code says. The code just says 300 feet from an occupied building, it doesn't distinguish between front yard and backyard.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter that it's in your backyard.
Outdoor storage in the code means the keeping of any junk, goods, vehicles, materials, merchandise outside of a completely enclosed building for more than 24 hours. This definition does not include outdoor sales or temporary outdoor sales as defined in the section. So if it's put into a structure, we don't have a problem with it. But as you can see from the photographs we took out there today, we still have junk and debris upon the property. The property is non-compliant with the board's previous order, and that's where we sit. Now, we have the same problem that he's explaining. We've attempted to speak with him on numerous occasions to tell him he just needs to bring it into compliance with the code. That's all we're asking.
Okay, and his frustration because he's confused about it.
So he has a chance at this time to address the board in his non-compliance.
Right, and he's frustrated because he's confused as to what meets compliance and what doesn't. So what can we do to solve that problem?
I think he's pretty clear as Mr. Gilligan outlined it for him, and he read the definition of junk. So basically,
if it's in if anything you had out there, if it's in an enclosed shed, and then it's fine.
If you bring it into the shed, it's fine. I just want to get out from the board. What he described there, two pictures. Bring up those two pictures again, because I won't come back to the board.
If it's in an enclosed shed.
Okay, if it's closed.
Because the one you got there is open.
All right. So if I could get in there, cool, so if I bring up the pictures again, so we can agree that this is what needs to be removed, and I'm going to remove it and place it in a closed shed. But I've got to get the agreement of the board. Because the guy said, remove everything. I say, this is my neighbor. He's a retired war veteran. This is his chair. He come out there and sit with his grandkids. This is that how he wants to hang up.
I don't think they're complaining about the chairs. Chip, what do you want?
We
want
a tire there with a battery, dead battery in.
A tire with a dead battery. Could I get a list of these things?
No, what
that's
I want you to do.
You have to take up with the individual officers. It's not really, we don't sit there and say you need to do this, this, and this because we're not sitting in your yard. Now, the other option you have is to wait it out and then let the city do it and bill you. And then you'll know exactly how to do it in the code.
Yeah, but if this is all simple, as he's saying, this is just a simple degree to remove it. Just like I was here on the 11th, it was simple. Get the car.
But that wasn't here last month. So you can't keep adding to it.
So I just wanted to get direct, bring up the pictures so and so, remove it.
With all due respect, this respondent, we have given him many days, phone conversations and site visits, of direction. He knows, he may not want to admit that he knows, but I am also getting a little frustration here.
Yeah.
He knows what cut and clean up means. That means tires, junk and debris, construction debris, everything that's out all over your property, to include any weeds that are over 12 inches. That's as simple as I can place it to you. When you go out and look, and you take photographs that don't show exactly what we can take in photographs on your property, that seems a little disingenuous to me. You have three photographs that you gave us of all the same spots. What about that spot?
That spot is there. If you look at the picture,
it's pretty far away compared to our picture.
This is a picture taken from the street.
Hang on a second. Were you going to say something, Pat?
It doesn't work the way he's asking you. The code's written the way it's written.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the code enforcement officers to prosecute the case. They say, we believe he's in violation of the code because there's debris, cans, trash, or other unsightly and unsanitary matter. It's their opinion that that's what it is. They present evidence to this board, and you either agree or disagree with their evidence about whether it is or is not.
Which we've already agreed.
Which you've done. It's not appropriate for him to come to this board and have you say, is this stuff or is this not that stuff? Because that's already been resolved. And if he wants to appeal the decision, he can appeal that. But they have the right to prosecute the case, and they have the right to tell him what they think it is. If he disagrees with it, then he's going to have a hearing in front of y'all, and you'll either vote you agree with the prosecution or you don't. The prosecution of the case, or they don't. But I don't think it's appropriate for him to ask you let me show you this picture, is this or is this not this stuff? That's not what y'all's function is.
Okay, all right. Sir, we've already heard the case, we've already made our decision about the property was in violation, and from what I understand, what I'm hearing, you have to work with the officer to bring it into compliance. And it's not going to be found into compliance, and our previous motion is going to stand until the property is in compliance. So I just suggest you work with the officer to get it in compliance as soon as possible. Because there's nothing else to do right now. Is he entitled to hearing a non-compliance hearing?
I guess.
He's on the consent agenda for non-compliance.
He's on a consent agenda. Does he give notice, does he get notice of the non-compliance for the consent?
Yes, sir. Is that a final order?
So that's not, but that has to come to the board yet.
No, it'll be later tonight.
Huh?
It'll be later tonight, and then tomorrow they'll do the final order of non-compliance.
Okay, well, see, that's where he's been given notice of the non-compliance, he's been given notice that there's going to be a hearing.
And he showed up for that.
He showed up for that, okay, so then they're pulling off. You've got to present proof at this stage, they're saying you're not in compliance. So the only issue from the previous hearing, the only issue for this board to decide now is whether you're in compliance or not. They're saying you're not, you're saying you are. They'll have to decide if you're in compliance or not. If they say no, then they're going to take appropriate action.
I'm going to make a motion to find him in not compliance.
Well, since we're hearing it now, I guess we can, instead of making it part of the consent agenda.
You need to move to pull it from the consent agenda, because it's on the consent agenda.
It's part of there, okay.
Pull it from the consent agenda, then.
We need to move to pull it?
Yes, sir.
Move to pull it, and then I move to find him not in compliance.
And we'll do one at a time. We got to move to pull it from Danielle, who's the second.
Second.
Second by, I'm sorry, Jason. Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, case COM 13-0736 has been pulled from the consent agenda for non-compliance. And now we have a motion from Danielle. Would you like to restate?
I'd like to make a motion to find him not in compliance with the previous order.
Okay, we have a motion for non-compliance.
Second.
Second by Jason, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right, so sir, we heard your argument, and we're still finding you in non-compliance. So you need to get with the officer, you need to make all the corrections necessary to bring it into compliance.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
That'll bring us to page 2 of the agenda this evening, COM 13-01086. This is a case involving the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy, the estate of Margaret Dowell, and Chase Bank USA, N.A. The location is 3108 Northeast 8th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weed accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter, and Section 34141 through 145. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The parcel ID is 2690-004-001. You okay?
No.
I can look here.
Flip your switch back first.
Yeah, we did.
No. I'll wait for you.
You can go ahead because I'm left off.
Okay. Legal services obtained on 6/27 and 28 of 2013 for the notice of hearing, and we posted the property on 6/26, 2013 for the notice of hearing. As part of your additional correspondence in the case, we've included a copy of the previous findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case where the city brought the property into compliance. We've also included a copy of the final judgment. We would require that the property be registered as part of licenses. The summary of findings would also remain kind of be responsive to this property for a citizen's complaint and observe the property in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Special Magistrate and found guilty for violating Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Further investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. As part of your presentation today, we've included copies of the photographs of the current condition of the property as the officers viewed it. Staff has a recommendation to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and 34141 through 145 as a repeat violator per Chapter 16204 of Florida statutes. Order them to, one, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and two, register and maintain the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance. Three, pay the cost of prosecution as assessed in the case, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day per violation, and the city to do the cut and cleanup work, utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. I would point out for the record that we do not have a respondent present in this case this evening.
Okay. Chip, do we have any other respondents here tonight?
No, sir.
Okay, and then if we can forego the reading of the staff recommendation.
I think that's the one that keeps going.
I make a motion to accept that recommendation.
I'll second.
A motion from Danielle and a second from Don. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That will bring us to page 3 of the agenda this evening, COM 1087. We'll be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. This case is the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Lawrence Gabori and Bank of America. The location is 802 Northeast 31st Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 2690-002-008. Legal service and posting has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. As part of your additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the findings of fact, the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, where the city brought the property into compliance previously, current property registration, and a copy of the list pendants. The summary of findings that Officer Kennedy responded to this location per citizen's complaint and observed the property in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that in 2010, the property was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violation of Code Section 3495, qualifying in this case as a repeat violator. Further investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful and the violation remains. They have current pictures of the condition of the property. As stated out there, staff recommendations to the following page 2. If you have any questions, we're prepared to answer them. Would point out for the record that we do not have any respondent present for this case.
Make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion to accept by Don. Do we have a second? Kyle seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That will bring us to the middle of page 3 of the agenda this evening, COM 1394. The City of Ocala, Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Mary J. Kestner and Nation Star Mortgage LLC. A violation at a location at 321 Northeast 18th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3432, violation of Section 3495, a violation of Section 82512 and Section 82513. The parcel ID is 2830-007-002. Legal service and posting has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We have also included as part of your original correspondence a current property registration, the less pendants, and a copy of the SunBiz report. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this property for a citizen's complaint and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown and contains junk and debris. The water collection in the back does not have a barrier at this time. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have a response renew the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. As part of your presentation, we've included pictures of the property in its current condition. You'll see that we need to repair the fencing there to get the barrier back up. You'll also see that the pool is in violation. That is turning green. That's a big problem for us, as well as the barrier. There is a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2. Staff is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing I would change is we usually do the barriers and the water within usually 7 days rather than 14. I know it's not always able to move that quickly, but
that can still be changed in the order. if we have a motion.
Okay.
Make a motion that we accept staff recommendation, except for remove from 14 to 7 on the barrier and water flow.
Okay, we have a motion from Don for a second.
Second.
Second to Danielle. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? It's passed unanimous.
The next case is a pair of properties, CON 13-1227 and CON 13-1226. That's at the bottom of page 3 of the agenda and the top of page 4. I would need to read the property information into the record separately for you. You do have two separate case files that you would have to review photographic-wise. I want to tell you that we are bringing this case here because we have 11 previous cases on this property. They did bring the property into compliance. So at this time, we just want to get an order complied, or an order in the case and case costs.
Okay, let's do one at a time.
Yes, sir. So the first one will be CON 12-1226. Oops, I just lost it.
13-1226.
I apologize. So we have one. CON 13-1226. This is a case of the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Peter Layden and Paul Eagleoff. A location of the 3800 block East Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Marin County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 2731-021-000. Legal service was obtained and legal posting obtained as indicated on page 2. We have included a copy of the findings of fact and affidavit of partial compliance in the first case. The summary of findings is also Marine County located this property and observed property in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown and contains junk and debris. Additional investigation revealed the property was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board in 2010 and found guilty for violation of Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have a response to the violation have not been successful. However, I need to change that because when they ended an inspection, they had completed their cut and cleanup. We do have a staff recommendation as a friendly amendment. I would like to say that we just want them to pay the costs, and then we would just like to have an order that they were found guilty.
Okay, so staff recommendation is for guilty and to pay the cost,
pay the cost of prosecution with the usual tenant that it be brought in, that if it's unpaid, that it be assessed as a lien. One thing that we're asking to cut out of there is the fine.
Okay. Make a motion that we accept staff recommendation, cut out the fine, and just pay for the order. I mean, for the prosecution.
Okay. All right. We have a motion from Don. We have a second. Second by Kyle. Is the motion clear?
I would point out for the record that we do not have a respondent present in this case.
Okay. Motion's clear. Everybody understands. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to the top of page 4 of the agenda. CON 13-1227. City of Ocala, Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Peter F. Layden and Paul Eagleoff. Location of the 3800 block of East Silver Springs Boulevard. Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 2731-021-003. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of the presentation. And as part of the additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the findings of fact, the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case. We have essentially the same summary of findings as previous. It was brought into compliance, and the staff recommendation without the fine is what we're seeking in this case as well.
Okay. We have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept staff.
To accept the staff recommendation with the friendly amendment?
Sure.
Do we have a second?
Here.
Second by Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
The next case is in the middle of page 4 of the agenda this evening, CON 13-1238. The City of Ocala and Office of Lorraine Kennedy versus Emily L. Pardee, a location of the 3300 block of Northeast 14th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495. In this case, we have essentially the same circumstances as the previous case, and we want to proceed In this case, as the previous case, however, it is a different respondent. We did achieve compliance prior to the hearing, and we are not asking for a fine. We just want to get the case cost and an order. The parcel ID is 26833-001-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your documentation. The summary and findings that Officer Kennedy located this property and said the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Kennedy and the respondent have taken corrective action as requested on the violation. However, due to the fact that we've had 7 previous cases at this location, we are working to obtain an order. Staff recommendation is at the bottom of page 2. We have also included photographs of the current condition of the property, and I would point out for the board's information that there is no respondent present this evening.
Okay. We have a motion.
Motion to accept staff recommendation with this amendment.
Okay. Motion from Jason. Second from Don. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimously.
That will bring us to the top of page 5 of the agenda this evening, CON 130722. We will be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. This individual has some 56 cases with the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. This is the City of Ocala and Inspector and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Julian Kozar, a location of 2324 Southwest 14th Street, Ocala, Marin County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, Section 134121, and Section 34122. The parcel ID is 2260192-013. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2, and we have also included this additional correspondence current property registration at the location. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location, due to neighbor's complaint and upon arrival, observed the property in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that there is junk and debris and abandoned derelict vehicles upon the property. Investigation by Officer Thomas revealed that in 2009, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violation of Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of this presentation. I would point out for the record that we do not have a respondent here this evening to answer the questions that they may have, but the city is prepared to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. Any questions for the city?
I do.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Thomas, is this a rental house?
Yeah. Doing.
Yes, it is a rental house.
And you have notified? Excuse me?
To the best of my knowledge.
Okay. And have you talked to the people there at the house?
Have I talked to them? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And nothing?
Nothing. They did remove a motorhome. There was a gray Impala on the right-hand side that they did tag and or remove, actually. And there's still a trailer in the rear of the property with mattresses, junk and debris, overgrown.
So, just hold on a moment. You're saying that the motorhome, this one, has been removed? That's at the bottom of page 1?
Right.
That's been removed, so that's no longer a problem.
That's correct.
Normally that would require a tag registration, right. But that's fine.
And it did not operate.
This gray valve? Mm-hmm.
It's gone as well.
So, in the top of page 2, the gray Impala on the right side of the photograph has been removed.
That's right.
Any other things you want to point out there?
No, just the junk and debris in the rear of the property and the overgrowth.
You're talking about the trailer?
Yeah, the trailer actually has a tag, but the beds that are placed on top of the trailer and whatever that other contraption is on top of it.
White Lincoln here.
The Lincoln actually is on another parcel.
But we're working on that.
Okay, so is that your only, is the only thing, is just that trailer?
No, the weeds, the junk and debris in the front yard,
And the
derelict.
Well, the derelict vehicle actually
is
corrected.
Okay, one more.
Right.
Okay. I would point out for the record that the only part of the violation that's repeat is the 3495.
Well, the derelict vehicles has been taken care of, right?
Yes, we're not asking for fine against the vehicle in particular, but we do want to get an order. So
Okay, so it would be a not guilty on the derelict vehicles and a guilty on the weeds and accumulated trash on the 3495?
No, the board's pardoned, but we would like an order against the derelict vehicle as well. Due to the past situations, we want to get an order. If you felt that on the day that the officer was out there, that it was in violation, the state statute allows them to be found guilty for the derelict vehicle. And we still have junk and debris upon the property, the mattresses that are piled up on top of the bed cover and whatnot in the backyard are still in violation. And it's overgrown, so that qualifies.
But the trailer's licensed, right?
I'm not, yes, and we're not seeking wrongly against the trailer, just the derelict vehicles that were previously there.
I mean, they corrected the violation.
They corrected this time.
It looks like they're gonna get the weeds anyway, because, I don't know. Probably all I do, but we need a motion.
I'd move to accept staff recommendations as they are with the cars included because they were in violation.
Okay, we have a motion by Danielle. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
So we got three nays. Motion fails, 3-2.
Can we make a motion to accept staff recommendation minus the cars? The derelict vehicles?
As well.
You could. So we've got another motion from Jason. Picks up staff recommendation, but not guilty on the
derelict vehicles.
Yeah, that's,
Would remind the board that we've had 56 other cases where this was finding.
But this is a rental house, Jeff. This is not the same person.
I would also say that he is an absentee landlord who does not take care of his properties.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second by Don. All in favor? Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Okay, it passes 3-2.
That'll bring us to case CUN 13-1163. City of Ocala, Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Valassini Romala and Spin City Laundry, care of Matt Nichols. A location of 2611 Southwest College Road, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 110-131, prohibited signs. The parcel ID is 23652-000-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated. I would point out for the board's information, this case has been brought into compliance at this time, but because we've had two previous cases, we want to obtain an order and case cost at this time. Staff has placed a photographic exhibit at the end of your presentation of the problem, which is the banner. Officer, your staff summary of findings is incorrect. It says Officer Van Baker. It should be Officer Dwayne Thomas. Located this property, observed the property in violation of the city's code, and that the business continues to place prohibited banners, flags, signs out in violation of the city's code. The respondent has brought the property into compliance. The city is bringing them before the CEB to obtain an order. Staff recommendations about the bottom of page 2. We would request a motion to accept staff recommendation less the fine.
Okay, so you're asking just for the case cost, $147.38?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions for the city?
I would point out for the record we did not have responded to this.
Do we have any motions?
Motion to accept staff recommendation?
I'll second.
Motion by Jason, second by Don. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimous.
That will bring us to the petition section in your presentation this evening. We have a petition here from Aquin Financial LLC to reduce the fine in case CUN 120376, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas. The city opposes this petition to reduce. We have included a copy of the petition. We've included a copy of the photographs of what we were dealing with at the location, and we have also included a copy of the case cost for your information. The city basically opposes this on two fronts. We had to work with the financial company here from February of 2012 through October of 2012, and then we still have to take action to remedy the violation. So they have 36, I believe it's $3,600 in fines that were imposed by this board, and we feel that's fair, and $3,200. The city spent $800. They still have over $4,000 in utilities. That's not this board's concern, but we also have $192.57 in costs.
Can you repeat that number again?
I'm saying $6,400 in fines.
$3,200 times two fines, so $6,400 in fines, yes, sir. $800 in cost to the city to do the work, and $192.57 in cost of prosecution, bringing that total to $7,392.57.
Okay, they're asking for the liens to be reduced so they can close the matter out with the city. So is it just they're wanting to close the case with you, or is there something else going on that they're trying, they need this reduced for? They didn't even ask for how much.
They haven't given us any clue. All I know is that we have a lot of problems on properties that they own within the city of Ocala. And I'll yield, of course, to the board's wisdom. I have no inclination to accept their reduction plea.
I don't know what we reduce it by, to be honest with you.
Make a motion to make no motion.
Tim says deny. Make a motion to deny. We have a motion to deny from Danielle. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Pass announce.
That will bring us to page 6 of the agenda this evening, old business and the consent agenda for noncompliance. The city of Ocala would point out to the board that we have removed case CUN 130736 by earlier order of the board, and we cleared one case CUN 130789 this afternoon, leaving the remainder of the cases in non-compliance. I can attest to this board that an affidavit of non-compliance is attached in each case. The city would respectfully request a motion of the board to proceed with previous board orders on these cases.
Okay. A motion from Danielle to accept.
I'll second.
Second by Don. Everybody?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passes unanimously.
Well, that's it from the city. The city respectfully requests a motion this evening to accept all testimony, evidence, and presentations into the record.
Okay. Before you go there, can you tell me which case it was that you dismissed from the old, from the consent agenda?
130736.
That was polled. What was the other one?
130789.
Okay, and that's not even on this list. Okay, just making sure.
So the city would respectfully request a motion to accept all evidence, testimony, and presentations into the record this evening.
I have a motion to accept. Motion to accept. Jason makes a motion. We have a second.
Okay.
Second, Kyle, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimously.
Thank you, board members.
Okay. Is there any other discussion, comments from the city, from the board? All right. We'll call the meeting adjourned.
6:30. Not too bad.